Now, it is expected to be a severe storm. Storm Eowyn expected to make landfall tomorrow, Friday, with red warnings in place from 2 o'clock. The same warning is in place for Clare and Galway from 3 a.m. Cian McCormack is in Kilrush in County Clare now. Cian, where exactly are you?
Well, Mary, I'm here at the RNLI lifeboat station at Kappa outside Kilrush. Now, if you know Kappa, it's a place where people in this area go swimming every morning. And just looking around here, I don't know if you can hear the wind howling, but it's extremely windy here already. It's extremely wet, it's lashing rain. And to the untrained eye, as I look out over the estuary, it's looking fairly wild. But even in these kinds of conditions, people were still braving the elements this morning to get in for their daily dip. I spoke to one of those swimmers.
We're in Kappa Pier on the Shannon Estuary and along the Wild Atlantic Way also. And Breed and I, we swim every morning, bar the really, really dangerous mornings.
So what's your own name?
My name is Tara.
You're in your dry robes now. You're getting ready to hop in. No wetsuits at all. You do this every day?
We do it every day, bar the really dangerous one. So obviously with the storm coming tomorrow, there's not a hope we'd go near the place. But today now it's sort of, the waves are picking up a bit, so we might just have a little bounce and we'll be in and out.
Yeah, because I'm looking in there now and I wouldn't be an experienced swimmer like yourself in the sea. I consider that now pretty rocky.
Well, we wouldn't do it if we didn't think it was safe. So also out the front is much, much calmer. So we might decide to go out the front this morning, but we wouldn't put anybody's lives in jeopardy, and definitely not our own.
And what's the plan then? You'll hop in. You obviously won't be swimming around a lot. Is it just in for an old jump, a dip?
Yeah, probably only 10 minutes this morning. You know, obviously during the winter, we shorten our swims. So, yeah, we'll see how it is. And if it's too rough, we'll come straight out.
A red warning from 3 o'clock here in Clare tomorrow, so you'll be staying away from the water.
Oh, there isn't a hope we'd go near it tomorrow. No, we have to think of ourselves and we have to think of other lives.
Well, the advice from local authorities here in County Clare is the same as in other parts of the country, just like as you were hearing from Keith Leonard and Gerry Murphy earlier in the programme. They're advising people to shelter in place when that red warning clicks in, because Storm Eowyn is a very dangerous and destructive weather event. And joining me now are Charlie Glynn of the RNLI here in Kilrush, John O'Malley, Senior Executive Officer with Clare County Council, and Alan Hogan, Area Manager with ESB Networks First. Charlie Glynn, you heard that swimmer there. She's not getting in tomorrow. What's your advice for swimmers?
Yeah, well, look, this storm is really of national concern. Its effects are going to be felt across the country. Heavy rain, strong winds, strong storm surges. Whether inland or by the coast, the risks are significant. The RNLI's advice is remains the same. Exercise extreme caution. But we are concerned for early morning swimmers who may not realise how dangerous conditions.
Yeah, because in the past, you were telling me earlier that even when you've had red warnings, people will get in and swim.
Yeah, so look, I suppose even as the storm calms, the effects of the storm swells, they'll be felt much longer. And I suppose as the red warning is due to stop at 12 noon, we're going to have the lasting effects of an orange warning after that. You know, so we do urge swimmers to stay out of the water and wait until conditions fully stabilise before they enter.
And of course, stay away from coastal areas, inland waterways as well. How prepared is the RNLI for the next couple of hours, the next couple of days?
Well, look, the RNLI is fully prepared. We have a 24-hour day search and rescue service. We've got 46 lifeboat stations across the country, and our volunteers are prepared to respond in all conditions. But we'd rather not put the lives of our crew at risk, so in going out in such dangerous conditions. And we'd advise people not to take unnecessary risks. Stay away from the water.
Okay.
And stay safe.
So finally, just how do people contact you?
So you can contact us in emergency by calling 999 or 112. Okay. And asking for the Coast Guard.
John O'Malley, Senior Executive Officer with Clare County Council. We can expect extremely dangerous travelling conditions. What's the advice from the council?
Well, the advice, Keane, is to stay in, basically, during the red warning. The advice is don't travel. Stay inside. buckle up, and you're going to be hit hard.
Different challenges as well in different parts of the county here.
Exactly, our county is very varied in that the west coast we don't have many trees, but we would be worried about power lines being down, poles being down, and on the east of the county, in the middle of the county, a lot of trees are around the Kilwash area. There's trees as well, so we're worried.
Of course, you'll be focusing on the clean up really in the aftermath of whatever happens.
That's a lot of our focus. Yeah, there's so much preparation work we can do for this, but we will be ready, and we have teams ready, crews of over 150 staff, outdoor staff, and fire and rescue services are on standby as well.
Also here at CAPA is Alan Hogan, area manager with ESB Networks. Alan, your advice for people before this storm?
Yeah, so I suppose and from a home point of view, people need to prepare themselves and have, for example, torches ready. A simple thing like our ESB bill ready so that you have your MPRN number to hand that you're able to contact if you are having an issue. We are expecting extensive outages. It is predicted really bad, and we are preparing for that case. So it's important for people to prepare today. And I suppose then tomorrow when people do get out and about, it's really, really important to stay safe and stay clear of falling electricity cables and poles, etc. There is an emergency number. It's 1800 372 999, but people have to be really, really careful. Stay indoors. The warnings are there, and there is going to be extensive disruption.
Keith Leonard, chair of the National Emergency Coordination Group, has said the number of people who lose their power could top the 385,000 figure from Storm Ophelia in 2017. Do you expect that?
Well, I suppose it's very difficult to predict at the moment, but if it comes as bad as it was, like Storm Dara, there was customers without power for up to a week. We'd fully up-resourced and everything, and everyone was mobilised, and we even had crews from France in, so it is possibly could run into that extent if it comes as bad or maybe longer. So people need to take precautions themselves and take preparations now at this stage.
Okay. Alan Hogan, area manager with ESB Networks, John O'Malley from Clare County Council, and Charlie Glynn from the RNLI. Thanks for joining us out in the freezing cold, the rain and the wind here outside Kilrush at CAPA this morning. Mary, that's it really from Clare, with the red warning starting at 3 a.m. here tomorrow morning. But before I go, some other advice. Irish Rural Link is calling for people to call on their elderly and vulnerable neighbours. They're saying to make sure that those people have all necessary supplies, including food, medication, water and fuel. And it also adds in a statement that it put out early this morning that on a Friday it's a common day for elderly people to go shopping and collect their medication. So it's important that they have everything they need before the storm arrives. Also, Shannon Airport is advising on its website this morning for passengers to check with their airlines before flying. But from now, here in the wind and the rain of County Clare on the west coast, it's back to you in studio, Mary.
Ciarán McCormack in Kilrush.